Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the world of outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to Pit Pass Moto, the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. I'm PJ Dorn, and this week on Pit Pass, we're going to be talking to race winner Bobby Fong. Pit Pass Moto is sponsored by Moto America. Moto America, the home of AMA Superbike Championship races this past weekend from Road America. It was round two, race two at Road America. What a weekend of races. If you didn't catch them, lucky you. You can subscribe to Moto America at motoamerica.com, and in any number of ways, you can go back and watch those races as they happened. It's an amazing setup that Moto America has given us, so many different ways to watch. We've got five total ways to watch Moto America Live Plus. FS2 has coverage. Then in the days after the race weekend, like I said, you can go to Moto America Rewind, and Junior Cup Class will be on the FS2 channel. Then you have Super Sport Class on the MAV TV channel. Plus you get backstory and technology insights on Inside Moto America on NBCSN. So there's all kinds of ways. I encourage you to go watch. Their coverage has been absolutely brilliant, and it's been amazing. In news this past weekend, we had an incredible bunch of races from Road America. I'll quickly hit the highlights. The Superbike Race 1, Cam Beaubier over Fong. Bobby Fong, who we'll be talking to, and Kyle Wyman. An incredible race. Big news, a little drama from that race. Tony Elias gets penalized 2 seconds for passing under a waving yellow flag, which then ultimately gifted Kyle Wyman the podium. He certainly rode as though he earned it. Elias acknowledged that he just didn't see the flag, so not too big a drama, but a little change in the results as they appeared on the track. We also had in race two then, Bobby Fong takes home the win along with Jake Gagne in second and Kyle Wyman second time on the podium for the weekend. In Super Sport, we had race one, Richie Escalante, Sean Dillon Kelly, Brandon Pash, exactly the same results in race two, quite a bunch of racing there. We also, unfortunately, had PJ Jacobson head off to the hospital after a crash on Saturday. We're hoping he'll be fine. In the Twins Cup class, we had Rocco Landers finally get a win this year. Caleb DeCarroll in second, Hayden Schultz in stock. They only had one race this weekend. Cam Peterson came away the superior rider over Stefano Mesa and Michael Gilbert. And then in the Junior Cup, Dominic Doyle won race one with Rocco Landers on his heels, Benjamin Glotti in third. And in race two, Rocco got the win. Rocco racing in multiple classes and killing it in all of them, along with Dominic Doyle in second and Sam Lockoff in third. It was quite the weekend of racing. This week's Pit Pass trivia question is, from 1955 to 1960, what was Road America known as? We'll be back with that answer after we talk to Bobby. Welcome today to Pit Pass Moto, race winner Bobby Fong. Congratulations, Bobby, on your win in race two. You had another really strong weekend at Road America. So congratulations, and how are you feeling on the way home?
Well, you know, honestly, right now, I don't feel too great. I just celebrated a little bit too hard last night. No, it's good, man. It's been a long time coming, and, you know, I can't thank the team enough. It was cool. I really wanted Bobby in the race, you know, because I want to beat the best. But I guess you got to be in it to win it. And, you know, it was good because we got some more points. And I know it's a long season, but we're far down there in the points in the beginning. So we're slowly creeping up.
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. Again, congratulations. You picked up on your, there's only two guys in the standings ahead of you, and you picked up 15 points on Mr. Gagne, and you picked up an even more important 20 points on the Bobier. You're absolutely right back in the hunt. How are you feeling about your chances for the season now?
Oh, you know, I think it's going to be better when we get to a new track. You know, I think Atlanta will suit our bike a little bit better with the kind of point and shoot turns. And I feel like we're getting a handle on things. We still definitely have some work to do to catch Bobier, but each time we're on the track, man, we're getting a little bit closer and we're just making improvements, which, you know, that's what we're looking for. And we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we knew it wasn't going to happen overnight, and it's just going to take time. And, you know, each time I'm on track, we're learning something new, and we're working real good together, honestly.
Well, you looked really strong out there, Bobby, and certainly you've earned the place that you've been given for the season. It's got to make you feel good validating your employment for your employers. That's what any racer wants to do. How's the feeling on the team about where you guys are heading?
You know, it was, you know, I definitely have, we had a lot of people doubting, you know, when I got the superbike ride, and it was a lot of, it was a lot of haters out there that didn't want me to get that ride. But, you know, I know the team's pretty happy, and I think this is their first dry superbike win. So they're, John and Chris Ulrich are really, really excited. And, you know, I could see John's face on the podium. He was ecstatic. So, I mean, it was a memorable moment for sure. And hopefully we get some more this year. We're just going to try to keep the ball rolling and we'll see what happens. You know, I know it's going to be definitely hard. The attack bike this year has definitely improved quite a bit, but my guys are doing their homework back home, and, you know, I'm not too worried, honestly.
Yes, and speaking of, I misspoke about who you'd gain points on when I mentioned Elias, but as your teammate, I mean, he's going to come alive at some point, one has to think. You're around him, I'm sure, often enough to know, we all know from his past performance, he's not a guy who lays down for an entire season. He's certainly working his butt off, I'm sure, to get caught up to his teammate.
No, for sure. I mean, he's working hard, and, you know, some people say, like, hey, what's going on with Tony? Like, at the end of the day, I mean, the pace is fast this year, you know what I mean? He's working hard over there. I see him, you know, doing his work, and, you know, he's a world-class rider, and I know he'll be right up front here soon. But, you know, the pace is fast this year. I mean, the pace is faster this year than last year. So we can't say, like, he's not trying hard. The pace is just that fast this year. Him and myself are going faster than when Yoshimura had the bikes. So, I mean, it's M4 is doing a good job, and, you know, he's working hard, and he'll be there. You know, I know he'll be there. They'll figure it out on that side of the crew. And, you know, like I said, he's a world-class rider and he never gives up.
So what do you do for, you guys have another race? We're a little ways out. One would argue not a crazy distance, but roughly a month out from the next event there in Atlanta. What do you do for the month? Any more celebrating in store, or is it back to the grind?
No, it's back to the grind, man. And hopefully, I mean, there's a test at the Ridge in 2 weeks. I'm not sure. Hopefully, Chris and John Ulrich are listening. I'm not sure. I gotta talk to the guys, but it was talks. But definitely, we need to go there, and it'll be nice to get familiarized with the track and actually just start working on some different setup that we haven't tried over the weekend. And other than that, just go back home, get to the drawing board, and get back to the gym and eating clean and just doing my work, man, because at the end of the day, it's all the hard work is at home.
That's for sure. What'd you think about the event overall? You're in a unique position. You've been there, well, along with the other Moto America racers, two races back-to-back at Road America, about 4 weeks between them, one with fans, one without. How was it with the fans? Did it change anything from your end of the game?
Oh, man, racing without fans is... It's like, I might as well not even be there.
No, right.
I'm just kidding. It's honestly, no, it's cool racing no matter what. But I mean, the fans make it, man. It's cool just to walk out of your rig and you see people just saying hello, looking at our motorcycles. And, you know, when, you know, your victory lap, you want some people to wave to, you know? So it was cool. And I think they had a good turnout too, Saturday, Sunday. And we couldn't have had better weather this last weekend. I mean, Road America was so beautiful. The weather was awesome. And I thought there was quite a bit of people there from years past. So it was good. And hopefully we get a good turnout in Atlanta here in a month's time too.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that Atlanta event. Moto America really has been at the forefront of bringing racing back. We know Supercross finished their season in a unique way, and Motocross is about to begin their season a little ways out, and there are challenges to be faced by any sporting organization, but motorcycling in particular. You guys have done just an awesome job leading out the world, quite honestly, in how to do this. How's the vibe been inside the pits? I mean, is everyone feeling good, as if it's going in the right direction, or how's your nerves and your team's nerves?
You know, everybody, the vibes around the pits are all good. You know, I feel like everybody's just happy to get out and get back to racing. It was, a long break, and everybody's wanting to go back to normal. So I feel like everybody's just happy to be at the track. And, you know, Moto America, like I said, big kudos to them. And they're definitely making a footprint in the world. And hell, we're the first ones with we're one of the first with fans in motorcycle racing. So, let's keep the ball rolling for Moto America, and hopefully some more good races to come.
Well, Bobby, I know you've got a whole season ahead of you, quite honestly. This has been the weirdest year ever for all of us, through no one's choice or design. It has just been an absolutely odd year. That said, it doesn't seem to take away from the racing, certainly, at all. Does it take away from your feeling about the races? It's interesting to get racers' insights on, does this change the way you feel about racing, or is racing's racing from your helmet?
And racing's racing, man. We just, at the end of the day, we just want to go out and do what we love, you know, just the pure, you know, smelling the gas. We just want to go out and race motorcycles. That's all we want to do.
Understood. And fortunately for you, you get the chance. It's awesome. How was your team principals? They had to have just been stoked. Did they get to join you this weekend for the celebration, or the win at least?
No, you know, everybody ended up going back home and had early flights and stuff like that. I didn't go too crazy last night or anything. I had some dinner with some friends and, just relaxed. I didn't want to wake up too early and go on a flight. I just wanted to enjoy the beautiful weather here in Wisconsin. And I fly back tomorrow. You know, there'll be plenty of more celebrations when the season's over.
Certainly hope so. You're on the way to an incredibly strong season, Bobby. We know you're stuck in a car, probably, as you said, enjoying Wisconsin, and the weather there is spectacular right now. Stay out of the rain. Hopefully it stays away from you guys. We really want to thank you for joining us here today on Pit Pass. Before we have any problems with your reception, do you want to say thanks to anybody, any sponsors or team members, family members?
For sure, man. I really want to thank Chris and John Ulrich for giving me this opportunity. Like always, I think those guys, you know, obviously if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here today. So big thanks to those guys and all my crew members and, you know, all my fans who still believe in me. And hopefully I'll put on a good show this year for the boys.
You absolutely will, Bobby. Thank you so much. And you definitely have earned that place on that team. So let the haters spin for a while. They will be alone. They will be alone for a while. Thanks again, Bobby.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This week's Pit Pass trivia question was, from 1955 to 1960, what was Road America known as? And the answer, of course, is Elkhart Lake Road Races. That's what they referred to the facility, the place, and the events as, Elkhart Lake Road Races. It's been a wonderful place. I've been spending a great portion of my life there, so whenever I get to go watch races like we just did, it's an amazing place to go, and the history around it is incredible. The photos you can see at places like Siebkins, if you personally haven't been there, go there. I strongly encourage you go during a race, but even if you can't, visit the area. It's an amazing area of the country. The lake is beautiful. The resorts are beautiful. It used to just be a one resort town. Siebkins has been there a long, long time. It's a bunch of ostensibly farmhouses that got conglomerated together and became a resort. And I've stayed there a few times. They've remodeled over the years as other resorts have popped up and become a lot bigger, newer, shinier. Siebkins is still the grandfather and really the one I love the most. They've got the most historic little bar in on the resort. You can go in and you'll see pictures of some of racing, automotive and motorcycle racing's greatest stars, signatures on the wall, stickers from every team under the sun. It's just a really cool place if you're a moto head. And even if you aren't, you'll enjoy your time spent in Elkhart Lake and Wisconsin. So go check it out. Coming up in racing, we have, I'll start with motocross since my partner in crime isn't here to join me. We have two confirmed events currently for the AMA motocross outdoor season. First one upcoming, the Ironman in Indiana. July the 18th will be the date of that event. And then the very following week, they'll be at WW Ranch in Jacksonville, Florida for round two of the outdoor motocross season. Kudos and congratulations to Eli Tomac for wrapping up his Supercross title this year. And I bet he wants to go out there and make it the best season of his life by winning both of them. We'll see what the guy can do. Coming up in road racing, we have Moto America returning to action July 31st through August 2nd at Atlanta. That is the other RA, Road Atlanta. Look forward to that event. There'll be a lot of cool people out there racing. I have a bunch of buddies in the South. I know they'll all be there. So get out and check out the races if at all possible, or else get on MotoAmerica.com and find out how you can watch that stuff live on the TV, the internet, any number of ways. It's been an amazing season so far, so please continue to join us as things progress and we all figure out how to live life and race motorcycles despite the challenges that have been put in front of us. Thank you again to our guest, Bobby Fong, for being with us today. And I want to say thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app where you'll get alerts when new episodes are uploaded. If you have a moment, please also rate and review us. We really appreciate it. It's how we know we're doing what you want us to do. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and pitpassmoto.com, where you can check out our all-new blog. This has been a production of Evergreen Podcasts. A special thank you to Tommy Boy Halverson, Chris Bishop, producer Leah Longbreak, and audio engineer Eric Coltnow. I'm PJ Doran. We'll see you next week. Keep the sunny side up.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.